Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Buzzer Beater Podcast. Today, we'll be looking at the strengths and weaknesses of the 2019 draft class. Now, with the first pick, the Pelicans chose Zion Williamson. I'm sure a lot of y'all know this already. His strengths are he's a very explosive athlete. He can finish through contacts. He's very competitive, meaning he wants to win every single game he plays. He's very strong. He's a versatile player, and he can guard anyone on defense. He has high IQ. He knows when to cut. He knows when to pass the ball. He knows when not to pass the ball. He knows when to stop the ball. He knows when to double team. Very high IQ basketball player. Now, he plays with great anticipation. He's frequently jumping in the passing lanes on defense. He never gives up on plays. That's how he gets a lot of his blocks and steals. He's a great hustle player. He's often diving on the floor for a loose ball or chase down blocks, like I just said. And his weaknesses are he needs to work on his shot. Off the dribble, everything about his shot. I think he can be the greatest player of all time if he gets a shot. Now, another weakness he has is he's a very predictable finisher and attacker. He's always going to his left, finishing with his left. The defense knows when he's going to shoot it a lot, so he needs to work on, you know, faking right, going left, faking left, going right, stuff like that. And his comparison would be like a Charles Barkley or a more athletic Draymond Green, I'd say. And moving on to the next pick, with the second pick, the Memphis Grizzlies chose Ja Morant, the 6'3" point guard weighing in at 175 pounds out of Murray State. Now, Ja Morant is a very elite athlete. He's a crafty passer. Using either hand, he can pass really well. He's quick and explosive off the attack, especially in transition. You better be scared of him when he's in transition. He finishes around the rim with either hand, and he's excellent ball handler in traffic. He knows when to shoot the ball. He knows when not to. Very high IQ, and he's very competitive. Wants to win every game. Now, I don't know if he can make the Memphis Grizzlies the best team in the league within 5 years, but I'm sure he can make them a playoff team within 5 years. Now, his comparison would be like a more athletic Mike Conley. And some weaknesses he has is he tries to push the limits of his passing by forcing the pass. And he needs to add weight to avoid being pushed around by defenders in the NBA. And he has a skinny frame, and it could limit who he can guard on defense. Meaning he couldn't guard LeBron James or anything like that. Or he probably couldn't guard James Harden, because James Harden is pretty much taller than him and weighs a lot more than him. So, yeah, that's Ja Morant, second pick of the draft. Now, moving on to the third pick, we have RJ Barrett, another player out of Duke. 6'7", small forward, weighing in at 202 pounds, drafted to the New York Knicks. Everyone wanted him there in New York. I mean, sure, they probably would have preferred Zion, but I think the Nets player they wanted was RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett is a do-it-all scorer. He can create shots for himself, and he can spot up for three anytime you want him to. He can get to the basket with force. He's a great ball handler and a great passer for the size that he is. He is a great modern-day wing. I think he'll do very good in the NBA as a wing player. He has a very versatile offensive game. He's very competitive. Every great player needs to be very competitive. And he lets his emotions fuel him on the court, which leads to great things. Now, some weaknesses he has are he's very ball dominant, always using his left hand. He tends to get tunnel vision in key situations, and that leads to hero ball play, which no one likes when a player is missing shots, but they're still trying to do it all by themselves. And he's an inefficient scorer, meaning he could score 30 points in one half and 4 points in the other half. And he's not an elite athlete. He's not very athletic. But his draft day comparison would be a Andrew Wiggins, but more engaged, or a Tyreek Evans. Now, moving on to the next pick, we have DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia. He's a 6'7" small forward weighing in at 225 pounds. His strengths are he's a projectable 3-and-D skill set capable of making early impact, meaning he can come right out of the gate and score 15 points in 5 minutes. He's a great role player because of the little things he does, like moving without the ball, spot-up shooting, defensive versatility. He can guard a lot of people in the NBA. He does it at a high level, though. He's capable of switching on to and guarding smaller guards, like a 6'3" point guard, like Stephen Curry. He could probably guard Stephen Curry. He's physically strong with broad shoulders, very good build. And his weaknesses are capable, sometimes unwilling to try and take control of games. Meaning, he doesn't want to take control of the game, even though he could easily be able to take control of the game. He lets other people on his team do it. And sometimes he's standoffish, meaning he's just standing there when his team has the ball, not really doing anything. And his ball handling, he could improve that very much. But moving on to the next pick, we have Darius Garland. Now, Darius Garland is a 6'2" point guard out of Vanderbilt, weighing in at 175 pounds. His strengths are he's a very good playmaker, scorer, ball handling, he's elite in that. He's a very crafty finisher around the basket. He's a threat to score from anywhere on the court due to his elite pull-up game. He's very shifty point guard who plays with great feel and instincts. And without the ball in his hands, he can move without the ball in his hands. Some weaknesses he has is his durability, his defense isn't very good. His ability to finish sometimes through contact isn't very good because of his physical strength. And he can score first more than a traditional point guard. His comparison would be a Damian Lillard type of NBA player. Moving on to the sixth pick, we have Jarrett Culver, the 6'7" shooting guard, weighing in at 194 pounds out of Texas Tech. His strength is he's a versatile defender. He can guard anyone in multiple positions. He's a great isolation player, can get by someone pretty easily. He plays with good feel. He knows when to pass, he knows when not to pass. He's a dynamic guard. He can play on and off the ball. He can cut really well. He's a very smart off-ball cutter. And he's a very reliable 3-and-D cutter. Now, his weaknesses is his jump shot accuracy was down as a sophomore. He's an average athlete, not very athletic. And he needs to improve his catch-and-shoot player. He's catch and shoot. He loves playing out of the mid-range. He needs to switch up his game a little bit. Go for layups. Go for threes. Drive into the lane. Put up a floater. He also can take over a game, though. He can take over a game at any point. Now, his comparison would be like a Caris LeVert type player. Moving on to the Nets pick, we have Coby White, the 6'5" point guard, 195 pounds, out of North Carolina. His strength is he is an elite scoring threat. He can score at any moment. He's particularly a spot-up shooter. He can knock down the three. He's a very speedy guard, capable of blowing past defenders in a dime. He uses his speed to push the pace, and he plays smart in transition. He's a great shooter when playing off the ball in a catch-and-shoot situation. He can knock it down very easily. He has very good size for a point guard at 6'5". And some of his weaknesses would be, like, he needs to improve shooting off the dribble. He needs to up his confidence a little bit. But he needs improvement as a passer and decision maker. Now, his NBA comparison would be like a more quicker or more speedy, Jamal Murray. You could also compare him to DeJounte Murray. Moving on to the Nets pick, we have Jaxson Hayes out of Texas. He's a 6'11" center weighing in at 220 pounds. Jaxson Hayes is an elite athlete with like some pogo sticks for legs. He can jump very high. He's a great rim runner who finishes well. He's an instinctive shot blocker, knows when the defense is going to go up for a shot. Now, his weaknesses are he's very raw on both ends, meaning he has raw talent, but he hasn't really developed his skills. He's lacking fill, meaning some of his passes are, he gets turnovers a lot, some of his passes aren't very good. He's just an average rebounder. He needs to up his rebounding a little bit. He lacks in physicality needed for an NBA center. He can't create his own shots a lot, and he has a shaky jump shot, and in the post, he can't really do anything against these NBA center. His pro comparison would be a Nerlens Noel type player. Now, moving on to the Nets pick, we have Rui Hachimura. The 6'8", 225-pound power forward out of Gonzaga. Now, only two players before him have made it to the NBA from Japan. He'll be the third. He has a huge wingspan for his size. He's only 6'8", and he has a wingspan of 7'2". Some of his strengths are he has a great NBA build with great strength, long arms, and awesome coordination. He's a great transition player who can outrun a lot of defenders. He has a really strong dribble drive game. He can use his bulk and quickness to get into the lane. He scores well in the lane and has a relentless motor on the offensive glass. Gets a ton of boards, offensive rebounds. He can rip and run, taking the defensive rebound and turning it into a transition bucket. He's become a solid free throw shooter, doesn't miss many. He has all the tools to be a great defender with switching ability. His weaknesses are he has limited range, and his jumper isn't really much of a threat from three-point range yet. and he lacks consistently. He can light it up in the first half of a game, and he can disappear in the second half of that game. Or he can have, like, 30 points in one game and have 4 points in the next game. Some of his comparisons are, like, a stronger and longer Wilson Chandler or a Paul Millsap type player, I'd say, maybe. Now, moving on to the next player, we have Cam Reddish out of Duke University, a 6'8" small forward weighing in at 208 pounds. Some of his strengths are he's a beautiful shooter, he has a beautiful shooting stroke and release, he has a strong defensive upside, versatile defender, he is a fluid, smooth athlete, great athlete. He can create shots for himself. Though at Duke, his opportunities since Zion and RJ were there were limited. Physically, one of the more gifted players in the draft class. Now, his weaknesses are he lacks a killer instinct. He disappears on far too many offensive possessions. And though his shot form and release are good, accuracy from three-point range at Duke was not very good, shooting only 33.3%, and that's slightly concerning for the NBA. His effort and discipline on both ends of the floor tend to come and go. His NBA comparison would be like a Jeff Green type of player. Now, moving on to the last player before we have a bonus player, which you will find out who that is after this player. We have Cameron Johnson, the 6'9", 205-pound small forward out of the University of North Carolina. I really like this pickup for the Suns. I think he's really good. Did they have to trade down for him that much? Maybe. They probably could have got him at, like, the 15th pick. They didn't have to go all the way to the 11th. But I think it was still a great pickup. Now, some of his strengths is he's an excellent shooter from anywhere on the court. And in virtually every situation, he can spot up off handoffs, in transition. He's beautiful shooting stroke and release, just like Cam Reddish. He's an experienced player, very polished. He can play well off the ball, cuts really well, smart cutter. Does really smart things like cutting, screening, moving well to be a good role player in the NBA. Some of his weaknesses is he lacks physical strength to finish consistently as an attacker. And I'd say his lateral quickness as a defender opens him up the possibility of being put in pick and rolls in the NBA and attacked as a weak defensive link. Now, moving on to the bonus player, can I get a drum roll, please? Bol Bol, the 7'3", 220-pound beast out of Oregon. He's great. We're going to be talking about him more than any player we have in this episode. Even though he's my second favorite player in the draft, only behind Ja Morant. I look up to Ja Morant personally. But some of his strengths are his length allows him to be an effective shot blocker. The anticipation, timing, and instincts as a rim protector as well allow him to be that great shot blocker. He shuts down the entire paint with his standing reach. He doesn't foul much, which is really great. And he doesn't have this quickest second jump, but so tall that he is able to block shots right after he lands anyway. He has a huge rebounding area. He can stand in the middle and get a rebound all the way in the right corner in just, like, 2 seconds. He's fluid running the court, solid open court speed, and he's great for his size. His offensive skill set is very good. He has great footwork, takes threes off the dribble with high accuracy. He's not selfish at all and has some vision, has some potential to be a great passer. Will look and find guys cutting off the ball. He is a capable ball handler. I know that sounds crazy with his height, but he has some nice crossovers, and he's very comfortable taking some pull-up jumpers. And he can even shoot some pull-up threes. He shot over 40% on threes and 80% on free throws, which already shows good footwork. He already shows good footwork on catch and shoot and sidesteps, like some Euro steps. So that's good for him, being that tall and being able to do that. He has a low release point, but he gets a good arc on his shot, and it's tough to contest his shot because of how tall he is and his, like, wingspan, so, you know. But some of his weaknesses of his frame are he has a lack of strength. He's very skinny for his height. He's unlikely to ever put on much weight. He already has some issues in getting low in the post. He has poor upper body strength. Now, he's too laid back and quiet of a personality. Does he have a killer instinct? Sometimes, you know. He doesn't really take over the games, any games you'd expect him to with his height. He sometimes forces passes into traffic. He has some turnovers every now and then. Now, overall, he's a great 7'3" player with a 9'8" standing reach, almost 10 feet, which is insane. Bobo is an excellent rim protector, but what makes him really stand out at his height is his perimeter skill set. He was one of the best shooters in the class at 7'3". There are questions about his mental makeup and frame, but Bobo should be a value player as long as he stays healthy. I think Bobo will be one of the best players yet to come. Bobo is my second favorite player in this draft. And thank you for tuning in to the first ever episode of the Buzzer Beater Podcast. See you tomorrow, bright and early, with another episode, episode 2. Thank you for tuning in to the first 11 draft picks plus a bonus pick of the 2019 draft class.